particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, go Bombers.
We're back here as we're set to begin this second half of play. Your Mountain Home Lady Bombers trailing 42-41 against the Bergman Panthers. We do have stats provided by Baxter Health Bone and Joint. We will try to sneak those in as we had to celebrate Coach Fulcher's 100th win as Bergman inbounds this ball. We're underway here in the second half. Bergman had a hot start to that first half as they hit a ton of threes as Collins has it up top. They're going to get Kirsten Lowry. Lowry's going to drive the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked. Holt's going to come away with it. Why did the shot clock reset? The shot clock should not have reset right there. Bergman's going to take the shot from three. It's going to be deep. And it's going to be an air ball. Nothing as Lowry misses it. McCarron blocked the shot with about 12 on the shot clock.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that reset.
Neither. Mountain Home came away with it as Bergman missed the shot. Bergman coming out in the man-to-man against Mountain Home. Going to go down low to McCarron. McCarron going to spin, go up with her left hand. She's going to take the foul from Kirsten Lowry. That is going to be Lowry's third foul. This is going to send Anna McCarron to the line.
Yeah, I'd say we're going to see a lot of that here in the second half. We're going to work it down low. I mean, we had a huge rebounding differential in the first, 21-7. So.
Yeah. Well, they made a lot of shots, too. It's hard to get rebounds when they make shots.
That's exactly.
McCarron misses the second one as Collins gets the rebound for Bergman. Collins going to go coast to coast, hand it off to Holt. Holt's going to go out top to Lowry. Lowry's shot is going to be off the mark again, barely catching iron as Mitchell comes away with the rebound from Mountain Home. Mitchell back quickly. Yonkers tries to get it down low to Faustus, turns it over. Holt gets the steal as she brings it into the front court. Collins gets both feet in the paint, pulls up. Jumper, no good. Mitchell with a rebound. Mountain Home needs to take advantage right now. Bergman's on a cool streak. It's going to extend the lead. Lakin Moore going to drive around the left side around Smith, get the shot up, and it is going to be no good, but Lakin Moore is going to go to the free throw line as Paige Smith commits her first foul of the evening. Moore's first free throw up, no good. So far, Mountain Home is 0-for-3 from the free throw line as Whitten Coleman's checking in for Anna McCarron. Moore looks to tie this game with 6:40 left in third quarter. Free throw up, no good. But Whitten Coleman's going to come in, make her presence felt immediately. She gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Moore kicks it out to Mitchell. Mitchell pump fakes, drives the lane, layup, good.
What a great rebound from Whitten.
Whitten comes in, makes her presence felt immediately, gets the offensive rebound on the free throw line. Getting Mountain Home the lead, kicking it out to Mitchell. Mitchell scoring, Mountain Home with the lead, 43-42. Collins going to drive, throw the wild shot up, no good. Moore secures the rebound. Moore back quickly. Yonkers, left side. Handoff, Mitchell. Mitchell drives, goes up, misses the shot, gets her own rebound. Back up with it again and good, though. Brooklyn so far with 4 points in this second half. In attack mode, Mountain Home up third, 45-42. Bergman seems to be cold to start this second half. Collins going to take the deep three and hit it as soon as I say that.
That one's on you, Brad.
That is on me. Collins took the deep three with a hand in her face. Kind of liked the shot when she took it until it went in. Moore going to drive. Free throw line. Pull up. Good. Here's this frantic pace we had in the first. Mountain Home is the 45-47-45 lead as Pidge Smith gets away from a walk. Collins takes it, drives, misses the layup. Moore, rebound. Lakin drives, kicks out. Whitten Coleman, corner three, rolls around, no good. Rebound, Taryn Hope for Bergman. She gets it up front to Lowry. Lowry back out top to Holt. Holt's going to drive, layup, right side, good. Taryn Holt knows how to finish at the rim.
She does. She takes it in there hard, and then she does whatever she needs to do to finish.
Mountain Home back quickly as Moore steps into the three. Going to be no good. Libby Fossens, though, offensive rebound, short. Mountain Home's going to battle for the rebound as Whitten Coleman is in the middle of it. The ball's going to be knocked off of Bergman. Going to be Mountain Home's ball underneath, and we're going to take a timeout. Mountain Home going to take a 30-second timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Classic Hits, or Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Back here in the championship game of the women's division of the Billy Ply, the Elite Billy Ply Classic Tournament. Mountain Home battles for the offensive rebound, gets the ball knocked off of Bergman. They will be inbounding the ball under their own goal. 47-47, 4:46 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home, inbound play. Anna McCarn gets it in the post. Both feet, goes up, misses the shot, gets her own rebound. Kicks it out top to Moore. Ball never hit the rim, so the shot clock did not reset. 23 on the shot clock as Moore takes the screen from
nice pick and roll.
McCarn, and McCarn rolls perfect to the lane. Good pass by Lakin to set up McCarn. McCarn that time finishes, giving Mountain Home a two-point lead. Mountain Home in the 1-3-1. Holt tries to drive past Yonkers. Ball knocked away. 19 on the shot clock. Carries. Oh. They're going to get Whitten Coleman with a foul. That's her fourth. Ooh. I don't know that that was a foul there, Matt.
Listen, normally I'd say, oh, that's just the daddy talking, but no, I agree with you on that. That was good defense. I thought she traveled.
She carried the ball.
Yeah,
I think. Bergman set the inbounds after the foul on Whitten, her fourth. Ball's going to be kicked out. Collins kicks it up top to Litska. Litska with another deep three, and she's going to bury it.
I'm going to tell you something, Brad. There's not much you can do when they're shooting threes that deep.
And making them.
And making them. That's just good basketball by Bergman.
50-49, Bergman with the lead. 3:40 left in this third quarter. Lakin Anderson had checked in for Whitten on that last step. Mountain Home in a weave as Moore. Free throw line extended. Pull up. No good. But Anna McCarn goes to work. Gets the ball kicked out. Lakin Anderson goes up. No good. Bergman, though, had a chance at the rebound. Knocks it off of each other. It is going to be Mountain Home's ball.
Lakin didn't see it, but that pick and roll was open again.
Yep. And why is the shot clock at 34? Mountain Home on the inbound play. I don't think shot clock's going to be an issue. It hadn't been all game this game. Mountain Home sets the pick and roll up as Lakin throws it away. Tries to set it up to Anna McCarn. Turnover. Collins back with it quickly. Gets both feet in the paint. Kicks it out. Smith, three. No good. McCarn pulls away the rebound. A C's right there on her who had checked in at the last break. Mitchell with it. Brings in the front court from Mountain Home. She's going to drive left side, and she's going to take the foul from Paige Smith, sending Brooklyn to the line to shoot two.
We're doing a lot better job in the second half of taking it to the rim.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got to make her free throws.
First free throw by Mitchell's up, and it is good. Mountain Home 1 of 5 now in the second half from the free throws. Taryn Holt checks in for Paige Smith. It's Bergman's third foul of this second half. Mitchell's second free throw. Oh, it is good. Mountain Home with a one-point lead, 51-50, 2:56 left in this third quarter. Holt's going to drive past two Bomber defenders. Kick it out to Lowry, left side, three no good. Bergman secures the offensive rebound. Belitska, another deep three. Wow. It is good. She has taken threes back from 10, 15 feet behind the three-point line.
I can't hit a golf ball that far.
No, you just knock your head when she does that, right? Mount Home in a weave offense. Pick and roll. Moore tries to answer for three. It is good. Lake and Moore answers a three as Bergman back with it quickly. Holt being hounded by Mitchell. Drives the lane, goes up. They're going to get Anna McCarm with a foul. She was straight up as Holt kind of wildly threw the ball up over her head.
She did what you're taught to do.
Go straight up straight with her up. Hands up, right?
That's right.
It's going to put Holt at the line shooting two after the foul on McCarn. First three throw is up. It is good. Tying this game 54-54. 2:08 left in this third quarter. Of course, Leonard Wisely called the official over saying, what else can she do? Right? You can't reward the offensive players. Holt makes the second free throw, giving Bergman the lead 55-54 in this back and forth game. Mitchell out top. Moore deep three from right wing. No good. Lowry secures the rebound for Bergman. Holt wildly goes in there this time as Moore secures the rebound. Loses her footing though. Loses the ball. It's a turnover on Mountain Home. Collins kicked out. Lowry top of the key. Three. Good. Mount Home had the rebound. Moore was coming away with it. Lost her footing. Lost the ball. Turns into a three for Bergman. 58-54 as Lakin Anderson now turns the ball over for Mountain Home. Holt, Lowry, three. Top of the key. No good. Yonker secures the rebound, and she's going to get mauled. Belitska and C both pull Jayla to the ground. They're going to give the foul to J.C. Helitzka. It's the 14
four?
Foul.
Yeah.
Now home set to shoot now. They're set to shoot free throws here the rest of this quarter. 1:14 left, trailing by four.
I like to see that little pick and roll here.
Yep.
Work it in. Get an easy chip
got
shot.
Libby Faustins, who checked in for Anna McCarr. Moore instead refuses screen. Perfect. Goes left side for a layup. What you do when they cheat on that pick and roll, you refuse it and go. As we get inside of a minute here in this third quarter, Lauer gets the ball, right side three, good. Mountain Home losing three-point shooters. They are getting step-in threes. 61-56 as the clock goes down inside of 46 seconds. Bergman with a five-point lead. Mountain Home will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Moore, high pick and roll. Kicks it to Mitchell. Mitchell drives. Kicks it down low to Faustness. Faustness goes up. Ball hangs on the rim. No good. Helitzka with the rebound. Helitzka going to take it up top. Back to Lowry. Lowry wide open. Three. No good. Lakin Anderson with the rebound. Mountain Home can hold for the final shot here as they have it with 10 seconds left. 5 seconds left. Four. Moore takes the top screen. And that ball is going to go out of bounds as her and Collins are fighting for it, and that's the way the third quarter is going to end. Mountain Home trails Bergman Panthers 61-56. We got one more quarter to play. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone